Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
And is there anything better to do on a snow day than curl up with a good book? Well, before the libraries and the bookstores close and the snow begins, we're talking with some local experts about their recommendations on what to read during a snowstorm. With me in the studio, Margaret Wilson, a Boston librarian and a frequent contributor to NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
Hi, it's so nice to be here.
Also with us is Shuchi Saraswat. She's the book buyer for the Brookline Booksmith. Hi, Shuchi.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, we also want to tell our listeners, what are your favorite snow day reads? What books have helped you get through the last two nor'easters? Can't believe I'm saying last two nor'easters. And which ones are you looking forward to helping you with this one? You can tweet at Radio Boston. So Margaret, let's start with you. Your favorite snow day book. Tell us, the title and why you like it so much.
Well, this was an easy segment for me because I happen to love a book called Bellwether Rhapsody by Kate Reculia that is set at a ramshackle hotel in the Catskills in the middle of a high school classical music festival where everyone gets snowed in on the anniversary of a mysterious murder that happened there 15 years earlier.
Ooh.
So you have this fascinating motley crew of characters. You have the bellhop who may not be what he seems. You have a young woman who witnessed the murder when she was younger, who's come back to try and solve it and confront the demons that have accrued. And you have all these high school students running around with all of their hormones and the exhausted adults trying to wrangle them and also dealing with their own drama and trauma. And it is such a good read. And perfect for a snowstorm.
All right. Well, that's a good one. How the older book, it seems like, yeah?
Yeah, it came out a few years ago, but it didn't get the attention I think it deserved at that time. And it's one of those books where I recommend it to people and I get a pretty much 100% return rate. People come back and they say, oh, my God, that book was terrific.
It's a staff favorite at the bookstore,
yeah.
too.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Bellwether Rhapsody. We will tell our listeners we will have a list of books at our website at the end of the show and remind you that you can tweet your favorite snow day books at Radio Boston. Shuchi, what's your favorite snow day book?
Well, you know, I have just these huge stacks of books. You know, part of working at a bookstore is you always have books to read. And for me, those kind of longer, more epic books are the ones that I end up saying, okay, you know, maybe another day. And the snow day is actually the perfect day to start those books because you want to have time to just, you know, read a good chunk of like 50 pages and really gain momentum on one of those like kind of bigger books. So I've got a couple on my list. I've had the new translation of The Odyssey by Emily Wilson.
I'm dying to read that.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
So that's one. And it's just this beautiful book. She's the first woman to ever translate The Odyssey. So
first woman.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. And so that's not what I don't want to just start it and have 20 minutes to start and put it down. I want like a good couple hours with that book. So that's one that that I'm hoping to read on a snow day. We'll see if we actually have a snow day tomorrow at the store.
Yeah, both of us may still have to work tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, guys. I'm thinking no. But anyway, just a quick question before you get to the rest of your list, Shuchi, because you said when you have more than 20 minutes, are you really disciplined enough at night to say I'm going to bed in 20 minutes and I'm going to put it down?
For me, I at night is kind of I can't focus as much on a book at night. So for me, it's the morning that I sit down and read. And then, you know, you got to go to work.
You have to, right? You have no choice. Yeah.
And the thing with these really dense, epic books is it can take a little while for the narrative to really get its hooks into you to such a degree that you just keep flipping the pages. So I have a similar idea. I use those big books for long train rides or long bus rides where you just have a big span of uninterrupted time and you can get all that rich scene setting and then have the narrative hooks laid into you. And then you can read it in those 20-minute bursts. Okay. So I definitely get your strategy.
Another book on your list.
Another one. So this book is actually not coming out until April.
Fair. You can't use your bookstore. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. Well, this book is called Disoriental by Nagar Javadi. And she writes in French, so it's translated from the French. And it is another kind of the sweeping story of this woman who has been living in France most of her life, but actually had grown up in Iran. And so you get this full kind of two or three generations of stories woven in there about her family in Iran and kind of, you know, the home life in Iran and before they had to flee and move to France. And so, again, it's kind of you're getting a big cast of characters. You're meeting a lot of family members. And just, you know, I had a couple hours with the book yesterday and I just wanted to spend my whole day reading it. Mm-hmm. So that's like, you know, kind of in the vein of Gabriel Garcia Marquez, 100 Years of Solitude, those stories that are just, they're so expansive that you really just want to sink in with them.
Yeah, and it sounds like maybe one that would have something in common with one of my ideas for a great read for a snow day, which is I want something that's really richly atmospheric, that's just completely transporting you to a different place and time and absorbing you in the material experience of being there. And that can be something where it's cooperating with the snow outside and there's snow in the book and you have this double coziness, or it could be something where you're really being transported to a very different, warmer escape kind of climate. And that's why I picked Crazy Rich Asians by Kevin Kwan as one of my books, which is one of these like really, really funny social satires where you have a great idea of the dynamics between the different characters and a really great gimlet eye being turned on the wealthy and the exclusive. It's the kind of book where if someone has a handbag, you know the designer brand that it's made from. But what's really great and different about it is instead of being set in maybe London or New York or LA, these areas where even our fantasy ideas of it are kind of played out, it's set in Singapore. And so you're getting this incredibly rich experience of, for a lot of people, a whole new part of the world and a whole new culture, where you're eating, people are eating these incredible foods and having these different traditions that you're interacted with. So it's terrific. And that's a particularly fun one because it's being adapted into a movie that should be coming out this summer. So people can get on board the Crazy Rich Asians train before everyone else is already obsessed with it.
And then I think there's two sequels
to
that as
there
well.
Are, yeah. Which is another great thing for a snow day read. If you get through the first one, you can grab the next two right away.
What about folks who maybe can't get into the dense books, even on a snow day? Little kids at home, right? Got a lot of shoveling to do. How about essays? You know, there's been a lot of talk about Feel Free, the Zadie Smith book.
So Zadie Smith's essays are just incredible.
And I've started Feel Free. And, you know, one of the great things about her is she can cover such a broad range of topics, but she always sort of starts with this personal narrative. So, you know, the first essay in that book, she's talking about walking with her daughter through a French market and kind of going past these places that meant a lot to her, these libraries and these old bookstores. And then she finds out the library is going to be shut down and they're going to be building up condos in its place. And then from there, she kind of goes into gentrification and what's happening to these small local businesses. So she starts in this very sort of personal space and then can branch outward. I mean, she's pretty incredible.
She's such an elegant writer, and she really can take that personal seed and relate it to ideas of general importance in a way that seems almost like a magic trick as you're reading the essays. It's so interesting.
So when would you recommend an essay book versus a dense novel versus nonfiction, or is it completely just up to the mood of the reader?
I think I'm always, the reader's taste is king, in my opinion. What you like is the most valid thing for you to read.
Right. But so in a snow day, though, do you say, well, this day, this is particularly strong, or you can't really make general sweeping statements?
I think time is actually a big factor.
Right.
And, you know, with something like the essays, for example, you can give a half hour to it and you actually like feel that your world is opened up in that half hour. You know, you kind of look out the window a little bit differently than you did maybe before you read that essay. And so I think, you know, if you have kids at home, it's nice to dip into short stories or essays, catch up on that online reading that you haven't, you know, those all those articles you have, like, kind of bookmarked waiting to be read. Yeah. That's what I think.
How about read aloud books to folks who have kids at home?
That is one of the things I was just going to throw
all
in.
All right.
So I think it can be a great way to spend a snow day with your kids. Reading aloud is great. It's something you can do with kids much older than you would think, because people have the capacity to be transported by a narrative and to feel that kind of emotional bonding that you get from reading aloud. So the book that I wanted to recommend particularly for that, coincidentally, also is about a hotel where guests are snowed in. It's called The Green Glass
House. I see a theme here.
The Green Glass House by Kate Milford. I think one of the great things about sort of like snowstorms and being snowed in is you get a cast of disparate characters with mysterious motives all held together in one space where all of those motives can ricochet off one another. And I think that's even better in a hotel than in, you know, like a classic manor house with a British mystery, because you can get an even wider array of types. So in this particular book, the hotel in question is a hotel frequented almost exclusively by smugglers who come in with all kinds of weird goods and rarely have the money to pay their hotel bills outright. Instead, they're paying it in waterproof green ink that they're smuggling, or they have pink and green stockings that they need to sell. And a bunch show up in the middle of a week that the hotel is usually empty, each expecting to be there by themselves, each with a mystery.
Great. Great. Sounds perfect. I just want to make sure that we get this Twitter comment in here. Casey Brown on Twitter says, Meedy and We Are Never Meeting in Real Life, both by Sam Irby. Perfect for a snow day.
Oh, they're great.
You both know this.
Yeah. She's a wonderful essayist. Mm-hmm. She's so funny.
These are essays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not familiar. So those are essays. And then lastly, tell us what you will be reading during the snowstorm tomorrow.
Well, it sounds like both of us might be reading Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng. Mm-hmm.
Neither of you have read this.
Which we're both embarrassed about. Yes. Because
such a great book.
She's a great writer and she's local. And I'm really excited about it because it just got optioned by Reese Witherspoon's production company. So she and Kerry Washington of Scandal are going to be starring in a TV adaptation of it. So I want to get on it because I think it's going to be the next Big Little Lies.
Okay. So Little Fires Everywhere for both of you tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, great. And that's another recommendation. I want to thank you so much. Margaret Wilson, a Boston librarian and frequent contributor to NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Also, Shuchi Saraswat is the book buyer for the Brookline Booksmith. Thanks to you as well.
Thank you.
And to find their list of recommendations, go to radioboston.org. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker. This is Radio Boston.